Ladies and gentlemen, today I want to talk about the terrifying threat to our freedom that is engulfing the world at this very moment. Governments everywhere are issuing dictatorial mandates that are robbing citizens of their fundamental rights. Those who resist are being scapegoated. They're losing their jobs and they're finding themselves excluded from the public places they know and love. There are even threats that they will be imprisoned. I'm talking, of course, about breaks. Yes, in country after country across our beleaguered planet, fascist regimes are transgressing basic norms of human dignity and forcing owners of automobiles to fit artificial, inadequately tested, and downright dangerous braking systems to their beloved cars. Citizens simply wanting to do nothing more than take a brake-free afternoon drive are experiencing the full weight of our warped and misguided legal system descending on their bonnets. As I said to the judge just last week, have you even read our Constitution? Even a few moments of research reveals what's really driving this brakist jihad. It's the money, of course. Big Brake makes literally billions each year from citizens forced to buy their infernal contraptions. And of course, they in turn pour millions into the pockets of our corrupt politicians to ensure these unctuous lickspittles will pass the insane pro-brake legislation they need for their wicked schemes. The Big Brake industrial complex is literally reaching into your back pocket for the money with which to erode your basic rights. Now, I personally have nothing against people who, for whatever reason, feel they need to fit brakes to their car. I can understand. Some folk simply find their driving skills are inadequate to control their vehicles using only the gears that the manufacturers provided. Yes, if you are one of those low-skill individuals, by all means, feel free to burden your car with a brake system. Of course, the obvious solution of upping your game with brake-free driving classes is a vastly superior option for superior people. But maybe you're not one of those. Of course, the brakists claim this is all about protecting others as well as yourself. But this is simply not true. As I told the grieving relatives just last week, what was the common factor in all of the accidents I've had to endure over the last year? All the other drivers had vehicles fitted with brakes. Time and again, research has shown that the mirage of safety created by having brakes directly leads to more dangerous driving habits and to a vast increase in accidents. The statistics are unequivocal. The overwhelming majority of accidents occur when driving cars with brakes. Tragically, this is not just a fight for our fundamental rights, but also for our health. To save a few dollars, Big Brake has for years now chosen to manufacture their infernal brake discs out of the cheapest material they could find, asbestos. It's all about what makes the most bucks for them, and to hell with the rights and health of the enslaved automata enmeshed in their web of lies. Because, of course, when weak-willed and underskilled drivers slam on their brakes, millions of tiny asbestos fibres are shaved off these death traps and flung out into the air we all have to breathe. This has been going on for decades now, and these fibres don't biodegrade. They've been building up by our roads, beside our schools, in our playgrounds, inside our very houses. And now, the brakist asbestos chickens are coming home to roost. Where does asbestos strike? In the lungs, of course. Even Big Brake has been unable to hide the fact that after years of exposure, innocent people, poisoned by their ruthless pursuit of gain, are now dying in their millions. Of course, they've desperately tried to sell us a farcical cover story of a viral outbreak. And, supported by their lackeys in government, many people have been fooled. But don't fall for their blatant deception. This is a typical big lie from Big Brake. Believe me, this is not a battle I want to be fighting, but as I said to the jury last week, this is not just about my rights. I'm fighting to get big brakes, greasy fingers off all of our steering wheels. Friends, remember, the mendacious brakist overlords are just after your cash. Stand strong. Don't let them steal your money along with your freedom. Don't surrender your hard-earned dollars to support their evil schemes. And please donate to my Patreon account, link at the bottom.